And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, comic books, movies, TV, technology, and Tilder, the internet.
Tilder.
And this week, we have Alex.
See you later.
And Ted.
So excited.
Wow.
And Anna.
Yes, Anna Banana is back.
And Mike.
Yep, still here. Wow, Ted, what was wrong with you?
And Joe.
Hello.
And Jordan.
Yep, a week from the previous podcast, I'm going to report on all that has occurred since then. It's been a lot. It's been a busy week,
please,
actually.
Please give us an update.
So lots of things have happened.
You ever watch Mr. Ed?
Yes.
Because you said hello, and it sounded just like Mr. Ed. Hello, I'm hello. Mr. Ed. Like, hello. Just like it. We go find a video, and he's like identical, I swear.
And we have Bill.
Day.
That's right, Bill.
Oh, we didn't introduce you last week.
I know. We kind of went through. Well, we kind of did.
It was like three minutes in, but we got to him.
How's your week been, Bill?
It's been amazing
since the last podcast.
You've been in Disneyland
this whole time.
Got some sun.
Hanging out in Disney World.
Yeah, I got some sunburns, I'm sure. That just happens.
You're sure that you got some sunburn?
I'm sure.
You did or you didn't. Do you know? Do you know if you got a sunburn?
Hey, sure.
Maybe he doesn't examine himself. Yeah. It's like he's too modest.
Is he like one of those never nudes?
Never nudes.
If I don't know if I got sunburn, then I don't know if I would get any issues from said sunburns. Therefore, they don't really exist, right?
Is that Schrodinger's sunburn?
That's right. Yeah, yeah,
Schrodinger's skin cancer.
You're just so insensitive to your own pain that you're like, I don't even feel sunburns.
I feel nothing.
Yeah. It's like, I like it.
I actually have that problem with ear infections.
They're just so hardcore.
I have them sometimes.
You don't know that you have them until you like go deaf in one ear.
Yeah.
Wow. I've had that happen to me too, actually. When I was younger, my eardrum burst at a church function.
Yeah.
And I started bleeding out my ear. And the lady there was like, I was screaming because it hurt. Mm. And the lady there was like, I don't even know what to do. I felt like now as
put pressure
adult,
on
I feel
it.
So bad for her. But yeah, like my ear starts bleeding and they're like, what did you do? And they're like, I don't know. He just started crying. So you like have green stuff oozing out of your ear every once in a while?
No, I get ear infections about once a month.
Wow.
And so I just go get it checked once in a while because I don't know if I have an ear infection until they tell me I have an ear infection. I can't feel it any longer.
Maybe they're lying to you. Maybe they just want your money.
Exactly.
Mike, you do know you're not supposed to put dirt or anything in your ear.
I know you're supposed to rub dirt on. It makes it better.
Are they giving you homeopathic medicines during the whole
thing? No. Are you kidding? I get up to just below. Like, if it keeps going after the pills, I'm to the shots, where I have to go get 3 shots of antibiotics because it's so bad.
I tried to kill myself with homeopathic medicine once. It made me pee really bad.
Did it give you diarrhea?
Yeah.
I want to see a movie where someone just spends their entire time just like, I'm going to make it work. Homeopathic medicines. I'm just going to keep taking them.
That was great.
Yeah. No, I mean not as a suicide measure, as actually like making them work.
It's going to work.
Yeah.
It's going to work.
If you believe hard enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How about this?
Placebos.
Placebos work even if you know it's a placebo.
Yeah.
Interesting fact.
2 points.
Not as well.
I was going to say, I don't think they do.
No, they do work to a point.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, just not as well.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
Do you believe that a Logan Noir would be a good movie?
You mean noir?
Noir.
Noir.
Isn't that the movie we watched earlier?
Yeah.
Or are you talking like, is he a detective?
Black and white.
Logan.
The black and white.
They are
in the 50s.
It's in black and white. It's the same Logan movie, but in black and white. What do you guys think? Is it worth it?
Yes.
Wait, if it's just the same movie in black and...
You can just adjust your TV.
I mean,
to
I already
that.
Watched Logan. Yeah. I liked it. It wouldn't matter if it's black and white. That's the thing about 3D, black and white, like HD.
I don't
like
color.
Like all. Of, no, seriously. Like if it's a good movie, 5 minutes into it, you don't even notice that it's black and white or 3D or color or whatever.
Well, that's what was like, released.
That's the point.
With even with subtitles, too. Doesn't matter.
No, I can't. I the subtitles pull me into having to read instead of pay attention to
these
scenes.
He reads really slow. He reads at like a fifth grade level. So.
No, totally
I spent 4 hours
not.
On an airplane with nothing but subtitles. It was beautiful.
I don't mind subtitles.
You should just take a nap.
Bill, you should watch the anime that we watched earlier where you don't have to worry about subtitles even though it's foreign produced because there's no conversation.
It's the Red Turtle. The guy says hey twice in the whole movie and that's it.
Yeah. It's 80
minutes.
You know
what really must have taken a long time to get subtitles for was that movie WALL-E.
All right, but no, they made movie money off of Mad Max, because he wanted to release in black and white, because that's what he, the Chromium edition, he wanted in black and white. The studio said, no, but we'll let you sell it, and then they sold it again.
Which Mad Max?
The new one.
Fury Road, yeah, it's a black and white.
I don't think that...
People loved
it. Was it like black and white, or was it like tinted like an orangish color?
No, it was black and white.
He also wanted to do like a version with no dialogue either. Doing the same thing.
Well,
that
he
worked.
Did give Max like 3 lines.
I know. He had the closest. That was his rebellion.
His grunting all the time. It's like, Yeah. Well, Logan, I think that they're doing the steel casing release on DVD and Blu-ray. So they'll have the black and white in that edition too.
I'll watch it. Like, I love Logan because I'll watch Logan a bunch of times, so I can dedicate one of my at least one to watching in black and white.
Here, well, how about this? We'll set my TV to black and white.
Yeah.
Or I'll go buy an old TV.
Well, that's what makes me wonder. Like, do they do their own specific like editing of it? Because I'm like, why can't you just? Because I feel like I'd be with Ted that if they carefully edit it in black and white, or I just turn my TV to black and white, like 5 minutes in the movie.
I have a dumb question about Logan. Does that movie follow the comics at all, or is that just completely made up outside of the comics?
It follows about 2%.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it's original.
It's pretty
story.
Much,
yeah.
2% high as far as adaptations go.
Yeah.
For comic adaptations, when you have like, they're usually a little better. Quite a bit better.
Oh. You know what I'd like to see in black and white, but like. Reverse black and white. I'd like to see The Wizard of Oz in color at the first part and black and white the second part.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road. I'm colorblind.
Yeah. It's like, it just looks gray to me.
No, if they change the song, it'd just be like, follow, 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 follow the road.
Yeah. Follow the less gray road. Yeah.
Follow that weird looking brick road.
Yeah. We have a white road. We have a black road. We have five various shades of gray road. Follow the one that's second shades from that one.
Follow the slightly less gray road.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize is, like, watching, like, Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, like, I didn't realize, like, even after watching that movie that there's, like, no music to it.
Oh, yeah, that's the weird thing about that movie.
Yeah, it's so weird because, like, you hear all the sounds and everything and then you think, oh, at the end, I did hear something.
Yeah.
I thought I heard music, but
nope. Your mind just put it in there.
Yeah.
The other stuff you get away with, Psycho, it was syrup for the blood, so it wasn't even colored.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and blood just looks better in black and white because like I mean, you get different levels of blood. Like it dries, it changes colors like over time and whatnot. So, like it's hard. It's just hard because how much blood you have determines what color it is. And I mean, there are just so many variables to like blood. So making it look realistic is really hard in color. But
what about
super easy in black
documentaries
and white.
Where it's actual blood? Does it still look better in black and white?
Documentaries?
Yeah.
Documentaries?
The ones where there are dead people with blood in them.
What
I'm sure they're
like
wartime.
War documentaries. You have the bodies in the ditches and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that just illustrates it. Like, we don't... I mean, I've never seen, like, huge amounts of blood pooled up anywhere, so I wouldn't be able to say.
Or any kind of medical documentary.
But the Red Cross, when they take my blood, it's like, oh, there's my blood in the bag. Cool. What color is it? Looks red.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've split my head open before, and there's a lot of blood.
Did you do it purposefully?
No.
Okay, because that would be weird.
Yeah,
it was, no. Yeah.
It was for a sacrifice for his Lord and Savior, Baal.
I did do a sacrifice to my servers and when they decided to attack me. Nice little gash.
That's I think, if you're putting together your own computer, you must, if you want it to work properly, you must cut yourself on the case somewhere in the process.
No, this is, you like put it together. A server room, so which means it wasn't a case, it was a server rack.
That's fine. I mean, it's still, you're adding a new server to that rack. You need to cut yourself.
No, okay.
Like, you put the computer together like 4 or 5 times and it's not working. It won't post. And then you like cut yourself the last time you put it in. Boom, it works.
So like, only cutters are successful with that.
No, you have to make a little sacrifice to your computer.
Well,
you
cases.
You can't do it purposefully. You have to do it on what you're building.
The case has to bite you.
Oh,
cases have a lot more rounded edges now than they used to. They used to just be like, we're just going to like cut this metal and bend it. Good luck, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to bend metal? Usually it was just, we cut this metal and we kind of like serrated it.
They bent it into a case. Semi case like shape.
That's
there's
true
screw holes in it.
Like if you're building a car, or you're building a shelf, or you know, whatever it is, if you don't cut yourself, it's gonna fall apart.
I have a shelf that's held together pretty well. I never cut myself.
Guys,
for your finger.
It was wood shop class.
Yeah.
Well,
this just occurred to me, and I'm gonna forget it pretty shortly. So I'm going to segue into something totally different. Alex, how is Patton Oswalt?
Oh. Pretty good. That's a weird shift.
Yeah, it just occurred to me. That's why it's weird, and I knew I'd forget. So
that's how we segue.
Yeah,
that segue was like the first time riding somebody watch a segue, where they like get on and just fall right off.
And Pat Oswalt started the answer.
Yeah, was it just a stand-up special?
Yeah, I'd actually never watched Patton stand-up, but I'd like listened to him on a bunch of podcasts, and I saw him on TV, and like. I guess TV. I listened to his reading of his memoir, and this is the first like stand up I actually went to of his. I really liked it. He's kind of that same genre. He's kind of like in that same group of San Francisco comedians that are really popular in the early 2000s.
Didn't his like wife just die unexpectedly recently? And
yeah,
like I think it was like last year or something like that.
A couple of years ago, I think.
Actually, it's, I think, like, one year and 2 weeks ago. I think that's what he said. But, yeah, he mentioned that as routine. And the dude's really good about just, like, telling his story. And, like, his stand-up was less, like, just giving out jokes. And he was building stories that often had funny conclusions. And he also talked about his wife dying, which clearly didn't have a funny conclusion, but he was able to weave things he remembered about them into a meaningful story that did turn out something funny. So, yeah, he talked about it, and good for him for getting back on stage, because he definitely loves stand up. I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've really liked what I've seen of his. I enjoy him as an actor and as a person. I follow him on Twitter, and I think he has some pretty good insights a lot of the time. So, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Not just because I'm fat.
I don't think that's a requisite either. Like, Patton Oswalt, I think he would understand anyone, like skinny, fat.
No, I'm saying if I'm a fan of something and I'm fat, I'm just by default a big fan because I'm big.
And I'm saying that Patton Oswalt, like, he doesn't care.
I never said he cared. It was a
fat saying
joke.
I know.
You've ruined my joke, and
I know.
He was trying to make it a skinny joke.
Yeah.
I was deliberately a big fan of anything. How about that? How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel...
Wait, there's like, you're a waif of a man. There's nothing to you.
I actually feel bad about
a big fan
that.
Of the thin man?
he's a big fan of Slender Man.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
Like, I'm out.
I am out. Like, the compliments... that I'm receiving, I suspect that there's an undercurrent there.
Sinisterness.
That's right. Yeah.
Wait. If there's a sinisterness to all these comments, you can call in. Mike, what's the number?
It's 4. I think I have it memorized by now.
The number is 4.
It's 801-896-GEEK.
Or 801-896-4335.
There you go.
You say or, but that's technically the same number. Another way to say that same number with actual numbers is...
The numerical value of that.
Yes.
Numerical number of geeks.
4335.
There you go.
So, speaking of nostalgia, Invader Zim, 90-minute TV movie, it's on Netflix. I've been going through it. It's holding up quite well. I am still enjoying watching
the TV show.
I never
the movie?
Watched. I haven't watched the movie yet.
The movie hasn't. Is not yet. It's supposed to go to.
But the movie, the TV show, they put it on Netflix.
Yeah, the TV show's good.
I'm hoping they'll put the movie on there, but I haven't seen anything about that. But just going through and watching them, like the old episodes, like they're what 10, 15 years old now, and they still hold up pretty well. I mean, they have a point where they're talking on, like. Home phones, and you're like, what's a home phone? It's still really good, and I just remember why I loved Invader Zim so much.
So, does he invade people's houses, places of residence?
No, he's pre-party. Yeah.
Does he? No, he doesn't sneak up into when everyone's asleep.
He's preparing Earth for the invasion party.
Yeah, okay. but they don't really like him, so they sent him to a place where they thought there might be a planet just to, like, exile him. And so he thinks he's making everything ready, but they're never planning on coming to Earth.
Well, they weren't before.
Yeah,
it sounds like they might be now.
Spoilers from a 20-year-old thing, but at some point, Zim did take control of the fleet and try to fly them to Earth to take over Earth.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they change the tone of it, and it's actually a home invader named Zim.
He's a man.
He's a space invader, which means he's invading the space.
Well, he can be both. He can be a space an invader from space, and while he's killing time, he's
into
just
people's houses.
Yeah, but it needs to be creepy. I want
it's creepy.
Hard
it is.
R.
It is creepy.
It's really creepy. I don't know how it's a kid show.
Does he murder?
I think your favorite
anyone?
Episode is with the Pastudio.
Pastulio.
which is the pimple.
Yeah, he gets a pimple.
It is a
kid really
show.
Big.
It is.
I thought
it was
on Adult Swim.
No.
Nickelodeon. Yeah.
So, Johan Vasquez is the guy who does it. And if you read any of his comics, he does, like, Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. Okay. And that stuff is not for kids.
This is the most child-safe thing he's ever done.
Yeah. And somehow, someone was like, hey, you make these really dark, creepy, horrible-looking comics. Why don't you do a kid's show? And someone greenlighted that stuff, and we got the most amazing cartoon in the last 20 years.
Did they greenlight 15 years. Was it greenlighted or was it greenlit?
I don't understand the question.
Okay.
Semantical.
Am I?
I don't get it. What
greenlighted or greenlit? Greenlit.
They said
tense?
Okay.
Okay. Am I ruining your jokes?
Always.
There was no
always.
Joke there, but I was just saying, yeah, this is amazing. Mm. But yeah, I really like Invader Zim. So
yeah, it's a good show.
I saw it in the notes, and I wanted to definitely bring it up. And I'm super stoked for the movie when a 90-minute movie comes out. That'll be pretty exciting. And hopefully we'll get another series, but we'll see what happens.
If it gets popular enough, Netflix has done that for plenty of things.
Yeah, I'd love to see a Netflix original Invader Zim.
If it's a Netflix original, it's doomed!
I'm going to sing the doom song! Doom, 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 doom.
Wow. The whole, you guys missed the whole dance along with it. It's wow. Wow, Bill.
You have to watch it. All right, well, how about we talk about Ready Player One? The movie's supposed to be coming out here soon. Well, it is. Let me phrase that. It is coming out soon. Like, next year soon.
Oh, yeah, Spielberg.
Yep, Spielberg's doing all the stuff. And they are going to make a VR 8 on the HTC Vive and on the via their Vive port thing. They're making a game.
Oh.
So, which is, of all the games to be in VR, this is the game.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Ready Player One.
I don't understand.
Okay, Ready Player One was a book that came out, like, years ago. And the guy gave away DeLorean and all this other stuff. But the idea was that there's an online community that's built up. You put on VR glasses. You go to school in a VR school. You go off and you go do these adventures in VR. It's basically life just kind of, the real life kind of sucks for most people. And you hop into VR and you just live your life there.
Yeah, they live in, like, little metal stacked tube, like, trailer. Smaller RVs. Than a studio. Yeah, trailer
yeah, they're,
things.
They're basically like trailers that are all stacked upon each other.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that episode of Black Mirror where he's doing the treadmill or the exercise bike or whatever all the time. They got these tiny.
Yeah, it's just like everyone's condensed, so the real world, there's nothing to it.
Actually, that one, the million credit one, is a much cleaner version than what Ready Player One's supposed to be.
So
like, the
one,
stacks is supposed to be, like, said, trailers. Literally, they have stacked on top of each other. Mm-hmm. If a good gust of wind comes by, stacks go down, and people die, and they talk about that, too.
In this one, though, the guy that created the VR world, that he plants an Easter egg in one of the games, and like after he dies, if you find the Easter egg, you win his inheritance or something like that.
You win the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what everyone's trying to do.
Yeah, everybody's trying to find the Easter egg.
Well, there's multiple of them. So you get the first one, and it's been like 2 years since it, you know, the guy passed away, and that's no, people are starting to be like, oh, it's nothing. And then this character like comes across it. He's like, I think I got it. And then there's a name on the board. Like, there's this board that everyone's like been like was paying attention to, and there's the, oh, we're gonna go get this and all this. But when this kid finally does it, like, suddenly there's a name on this board, and everyone's like, whoa, wait, how did you do that? And now this is went from like everyone loved it to everyone thinks it's fake to everyone knows it's real and running as fast as they can.
Teddy's basically Indiana Jones. He does all the work and everyone just shows up and ruins his accomplishments. He's like, thanks for unlocking the temple. We're here.
Yeah.
I watched Big Bang Theory and they indicated that the outcome would have been exactly the same on, what was it, the temple or the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm. Would have been exactly the same whether Indiana Jones was in there or not. The end result wouldn't have changed one bit.
Actually, it would have just taken the Nazis longer to find it as all.
But that means it really wouldn't have changed anything.
Yeah
that's true. So, it's probably the Uncharted games come to mind too, but I don't know if he had the same one because he has the same vibe where people are right behind him, but would they have still found it? I don't know.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
But yeah, no, the book's really good. I recommend go reading the book. I'm looking forward to the movie. When he made a second book, it has nothing to do with this reality. But it, you know, I liked it. Armada was good.
Yeah, the movie has a potential to be better than the book. Mm-hmm. I could see because it's written really action-y and fast paced, so it should be really easy to adapt.
I'm interested in how they kind of do the online and how they do some of the characters.
Yeah.
Because there's spoils and it's a really, yeah. I look forward to it. But yes, I like the online. I like the online mentality and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in this. I don't have a Vive. It sounds like it may go past this stuff, but I kind of slightly curious.
The VR, I actually saw something really cool with the VR. It's not quite related, but it's just the VR stuff. There's a guy who is creating, he's trying to write the information for VR to work on the Vomit Comet, the zero-G plane. If you
remember. Oh, I was like, what?
The zero-G plane.
Okay.
So that you can put on the VR headset and literally float while you're looking around in space. And so you can look around and actually, like, you're floating in outer space while you're actually floating in zero-G on the plane.
That'd be interesting because when the plane, that's while it's dropping, when it goes back up, you need to be laying on the ground.
Well, it's the hard part is the VR headset is, when the plane is dropping, the VR headset is also dropping. And so all the accelerometers are saying that you are falling towards Earth. In the video, yeah. Game,
well, because you really are falling towards her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could sync that up. So you could sync it up and so that it knows that it's time to dive, and so it ignores input or like compensates for the extra G's from it.
Yeah, I don't.
Just stuff that had to be written in it, and
yeah, VR would be
a clever
cool.
Clever person could do it.
Yeah,
I want to see him keep progressing towards it. Because, like I said, you couldn't get The Last of Us without Pong, so you need the slow progressions of VR, so I'm glad people are doing it.
Yeah, there's either a laser tag or a paintball place that they have these physical walls built up, but there's also these giant openings.
Yeah, and they can turn into themes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try that.
Well, they also, like, some of these openings are actually, like, in the game it says, no, this is a wall here, so it can lead you a small room. It can make this giant map that you can wander around. So it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
But we're going to go with our sponsor now, with AMC Pinehurst Levin. located at 4355 Yeltsin Avenue in Chubbuck, Idaho. And they have a Stubbs reward program. With you get lots of, or save up your points and you get money back. I was like, what am I thinking here?
I had a popcorn and a soda for like $3-4 and then I did. So, you know, that was cool. We that, got the...
That $3-4 went back into your points, too.
Pretty exciting. Yeah. 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 It was totally worth it.
Well, you know. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we're happy.
I enjoyed it. And you even when you end up buying your tickets online on Fandango or through AMC, you if you have the Stubbs Premiere one, you don't have to pay any of the fees.
Or wait in line.
Or wait in line. You still have to wait in line for your food, but that's...
Yeah. Or well, sacrifice a goat.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of a WooWee buying experience for me is when I got to sacrifice the goat.
Ah,
yes. I think that's Jordan's favorite part.
They're supposed to have a speedy line, but I don't... They had it once, and then they didn't have
it. Oh, yeah, they had it like day one.
But they didn't really need it the last time I went. Like, we got right up there, so it didn't matter.
I think there's been a few hiccups with it. And plus, people just, like, are cutting and ignoring it, and... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what did we go watch?
We watched... The Smurfs in 3D.
Yeah, The Lost Village.
It was way better than the original. Like, the second one. It
seemed impossible because the original was incredible.
I know, wow. I know. I was like, could they get any bluer? And then they did. Like, it was nuts. I
thought the soundtrack was great.
So, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. I want to
get Guardians of Galaxy
my little
2.
Spiel here because I'm about to head out.
But okay, so Ted, you're up because you need to run.
Yeah. So I loved it. I thought it was legitimately better than the first one. Granted, I haven't rewatched the first one, so I might have to watch them like one after the other to be sure. But I thought that it worked a lot better having already knowing the characters. And Baby Groot is funnier than Adult Groot. Just way better. I really enjoyed the plot. I like the plot better than the first one. Mm-hmm. I mean, just everything about it, I think, stands up really well, and I'm really pleased with the way it went. I thought the action was really fantastic, and there's really a good time to go to the bathroom during it. That's the only complaint I had, because I drank too much of my soda. But, I give it a good A.
Yay.
Solid A.
That's what you get for getting a large soda.
For like $3.
For the medium price, yeah.
I know.
So I found a really stupid joke that's related. So if you're a security guard at Samsung, does that make you a Guardian of the Galaxies? Yeah. Like I said, it was a stupid joke. But
only if they have Galaxy.
I can't take it. That's a horrible joke, and I'm leaving.
Yeah.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Stupid
I knew I could
joke.
Get you out of there.
Terrible. Puns are bad.
Yeah. Bye, Ted. That was his famous last word. All right. So the rest of us, we will start off with no spoils, and then we may move into spoils, but we will give heads up before spoils start.
Okay.
So, how did everyone else like it?
I actually did get a chance to go back and rewatch the first one, and I thought it was interesting that in the first one, Groot does a lot more like grunting, and he makes other noises kind of to communicate rather than just "I am Groot."
Mm-hmm.
And in the second one, it's just "I am Groot."
No, he waves. Well, and he like,
but
and
there's
he,
no like
any vocal noises.
He wails on Drax a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I'm not saying when you're dealing with something that's like 5 inches long, kind of wailing on something that's like 8 feet tall. Okay, six feet tall.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work out.
Well,
so.
And one thing I was confused by was as an adult or as a bigger tree or whatever.
Yeah.
He can grow any part of himself, like, whenever he wants to. So why is he 5 inches tall?
Because he chooses to be 5 inches tall.
He knows he's more adorable.
Yeah.
He had damaged him by expanding. Remember, Rocket was talking about that by doing this, he literally was killing himself. He put so much effort into growing and doing all this that he had to start regenerating all over again from the teeny tiny twig.
Yeah, but he can keep growing from that twig. So
it's still a limited amount of growth. Like, as a big thing, he could grow this giant ball thing, and that was literally the extent of his ability. It wasn't fully... He can't just do, like, become a ship. Like, the ball was... He had put so much energy into that.
Do they say how long the second one is after the first one? As far as, like, timeline-wise? Does it happen, like, the next day? Do they get in their ships at the end of the first movie, and then it's Guardians 2?
No, there's a brief duration in between, because they start out in the midst of a mission, and so...
Yeah, it's not a very, very long time lag, though.
Presumably. Might have been a decade.
Well, Groot is still 5 inches tall. So.
Yeah, that's true.
And spoiler, but at the very end of the movie, Groot is a teenager, like 2 years.
Okay,
spoiler.
No, we are not even going to remotely get into those yet. Like, because if we get into spoilers, we get into spoilers, and we can't talk about those yet. Okay,
but
I don't care. We're on the rating right now, just rating.
Okay.
So what? You have to skip your rate. How did you rate it?
The second one was better.
Definitely. Okay. Everyone else?
Bill, you go. Alex, do you want to go?
Sure. I'm actually the naysayer. I did not like this one as much as the first one.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah, I didn't like it because it felt like there were basically two distinct plots, and the movie kind of starts with like the B plot that runs throughout the movie. And that one's actually kind of okay. Like, I think it fits the characters a little bit better than the A plot.
Yep.
That doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. Like, it starts out, like, you can't even, like, see it coming. Like, that, oh, there's something's going to happen. And then when it happens, it's basically like the standard plot of, like, every Marvel movie.
Exactly.
And it's kind of weird because, like, a criticism that I was going to say, like, Manga sound like Joe when I complained about this, but. Common criticism is the villain of a Marvel movie is just the equal opposite of the hero. In this case, it was they introduced the villain, and then, they propped up the hero to be equivalent to the villain.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Man, it's like you read my mind, because I was going to say the exact same thing. I had the precise reaction.
Yeah, so, I haven't watched it, but I guarantee it's not going to be as good as the first one in my mind either. I know about the plot...
I don't know if this is a spoiler, but I mean, you can take a look at IMDb and figure this one out. The biggest disappointment for me is Kurt Russell in it, because
in the commercials.
Okay, he did an outstanding job in the movie, and I guess there's no blame to be put on him. I just kind of sad that like what his role was in the movie, because I was kind of hoping he was gonna be like a badass like space bounty hunter or like privateer or something. That is that dude's personality in like all the John Carpenter movies. He was just like the rough and tumble cowboy type.
Yeah.
And in this movie, he started out that role, but then became something else. And I was a little sad that they shot the Kurt Russell wad on what they did with him in this movie.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because. Joe and I were talking about this movie before I went to watch it, and he was saying there was a lot of criticism with the B bad guys, the B plot bad guys, and so I was expecting them to be the weak element, but I actually was entertained by them. I liked them, but yeah, the A plot, and especially the twist towards the end, I was like, I knew this was coming, but I'm not happy that it did come.
I have to admit, I wasn't a huge fan of the general undertone of the secondary story that was happening with the Kurt Russell character.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that would be the A plot, because that is the primary plot, and then the B plot would be the that's hard being vague.
Yeah,
well, as I said, we're around rating right now, so
you can't rate it without talking about it.
Yeah.
I give it 10 out of 20.
There you go. Alex gives a full-on 50%.
Yeah. I'd go 7.5.
No, if I was going to give it a letter, I'd say it's definitely a B movie. I shouldn't say B movie. It's an 80% movie. Like, it's definitely worth going to see in theaters right now.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I don't think I'm going to buy it on like, DVD like I did for Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Yeah.
I'm with Ted that the first one spent so much time developing the characters. That's the majority of the reason I like the second one better.
I'd have to agree, because I think the second one actually just kind of pushed past just the character development of the actual movie. And you just kind of had more action with the movie. So I'd probably give this a B plus. And I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, so, I'd give it a B myself. I couldn't go as a full on B minus like Alex, but even though he basically expressed my entire sentiments, but I found at least the comedy enjoyable enough that I'd say solid B, like, which is a downgrade because I love the original. I'd probably give the original an A or an A minus.
Well, so does a lot of people agree with you because Rotten Tomatoes gives the first one like a high 90s, while it's giving this one like a lowish 80s.
Well, that's just the percentage of people that like it or dislike
it.
Yeah. So, but like I haven't watched it, but I'm excited to see it. But I just knew just from the plot structure of like just focus on his dad and then what happens with that. I was like, nope, it's automatically not going to be as good as the first one.
What do you think, Bill?
So, Mr. No Spoilers, yeah, what's your grade?
Yeah.
Anna said.
Oh yeah, I guess Anna did say.
I think it's a B plus because like I really like the comedy that they actually had in the second one than they had in the first. I think that's kind of why Ted liked it better too, is because there's a lot more jokes and things that they actually put in the second one. And I enjoyed it. I think Groot was probably one of my favorite characters in the second one here.
Groot was adorable.
Groot was great in this one.
All the way. I give it a solid A.
Oh, wow.
I liked it. Yes, I'll admit. Like the first one a little better. But that was like an A+. That was like my top movie, I think, of the year. That was my favorite of all of the Marvel movies.
Yeah, it's the only one that I own out of the MCU ones. I think it is. X-Men ones.
Same here. Yeah.
You own the Winter Soldier?
No, I don't. Oh. I like the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I really like the Winter Soldier. Yeah. I don't own the Winter Soldier. I'll probably buy this one still. And I liked it. I liked the jokes. Yes, the theme with him and, you know, there was, because the idea was, it seemed a little too, like, nostalgic. Like, oh, you know, happy feelings and sad feelings and lots of feels. Like, okay, that was there, but I don't think it's as bad. Like, people that are really disliking it, I don't think it's that bad. So
actually, because I watched the first one again, I came up with a question that maybe you can answer.
Okay, I watched the first one too, just the day before we watched it.
Yeah. So, because I also watched Doctor Strange, like, a couple days ago. And I don't know if Marvel is trying to tie them together with the Infinity Stone. What do you think?
The answer to that question is yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I figured, but I wasn't sure if that was like the
point. Is the entire... That's why the one Avengers movie is called The Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will have the Guardians and Doctor Strange.
Yes. There's going to be lots and lots of building together. Like, all of this, they're actually getting ready to wrap up this next round of movies. So yeah. The Infinity Wars are supposed to include everybody.
It's going
to
be a pretty stony war.
It's going to be a lot of characters in a movie, actually.
I know.
Like,
it's the highest budgeted movie ever made. It's $500 million.
But what about Bill and Ted's? There's supposed to be more.
So can we get into a spoiler question that I have?
Okay, let's go with this. From this point on is spoilers because I deleted your other spoiler. So your thing's gone. But if you have not watched the movie or don't want the spoils, then have a great weekend.
Yeah, see you later.
If you don't care about the spoilers or why you're watching and want to listen to our opinion, and if you want to yell at us, you can call us or email us.
How do they call us? You dial 801-896-GEEK, which is 4335.
And if they want to email us?
If they want to email us, it's geeksarewired@gmail.com.
There we go.
Aha, I have that one memorized.
All right. That was fairly good.
So my spoiler question is, since the planet is no longer, the light no longer exists, do you think that Star-Lord can control or handle an Infinity Stone again.
Ooh.
All right. So I have a problem with that part. That was actually one of the things I'm like, I see that it was the power, the existence of this power, that's the reason he had the power. Like his dad said, that you will lose this power if you kill me. And he's like, good. I want to be mortal. I want to be normal. But on the other side, that's like saying that, because he is literally half God. That's like saying that Odin dies and Thor is no longer a god.
But they made it clear in the movie that the power was contingent, like his power was contingent on his father being around, like the light being
but
around.
But he's half his father. Right? And plus, he was going to use him.
Those were the rules listed.
I know, but he was also going to use him as a battery, which means he obviously must have powers of his own, because if he is getting powers from his dad to then turn around and be used as a battery for those powers that he's getting, he's literally circling. He has made a loop.
Yeah, you need to.
A bad loop.
Just explain this to the screenwriter of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, done.
But
yeah.
They made it very clear at the end when the planet explodes and he tries to do the light.
Well, he started losing it, yes.
And he lost it.
But now this thing is, he is still literally a battery, because if he wouldn't have been a battery, then. Or if him getting the powers. I don't know.
Would he lose his charge after a while, though? If he's considered a battery.
Yeah.
Well, because if he's getting his abilities from the planet, therefore he is charging himself from the planet, which is his dad, which means...
But it's really a power cord that you unplug it and you lose the power.
But
you're assuming he can absorb it.
No, but at that means that why does his dad need him?
Bill, man, you're already making it guaranteed that the first one's a better movie.
Oh, I'm so sure the first one's better.
That's a really stupid subplot.
The fact that his dad is using him as an extra power source when Peter can't have his power without the original power source, which means that there's no extra power in here.
I can actually answer this question for you, even though I am not as knowledgeable about these things as you, Bill.
I'm more DC. I'll go with that. Just that.
The answer is whatever the plot requires. That's the answer. So if they're like, it'll be super dramatic because he can't use it anymore for now, then that's what will happen.
Technically, with those powers, he's technically more powerful than Thanos.
That's true. They can just have like a particle from the obliterated planet like hit his eyeball and he's like, I got it back. Yeah. The plot needed that to take out Thanos.
I know. That's why he obviously won't be able to wipe out Thanos in like a blink of an eye, because Thanos with all six Infinity Stones, he's going to be like, what's up? I created all this. Mine.
Yeah. I would love to see that in the Avengers 3 and 4, where it's this super expensive $1 billion build-up, and then the final 10 minutes, it's like, Thanos is coming! How are they going to resolve everything at the end of the movie? And then
Peter
Star-Lord just...
Bam!
It's it's nothing. Why didn't you guys contact me? I didn't know things were getting this badly. Like,
it's like people are dying... Yeah, a lot of the tears, worlds were destroyed.
Yeah, what is this, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
So, okay, a super ridiculous spoiler. So, they brought back tapes. Tapes have come back on a rise because of this. Do you think Microsoft's going to start making the Zune again?
I have another question. Because of the whole tapes thing. Where does he find AA batteries in space?
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
He has, like, this unlimited supply of AA batteries. Either that or he found the only AA batteries that are unlimited amount of power.
Well, he doesn't always listen to it on his Walkman.
He's been out there for years. I'm sure they could just make batteries.
There's that. It's old technology to them.
I mean, I can deal with that as a plot hole. I have harder times with other things. Like the whistle arrow, that one takes some suspension
disbelief. some point of I believe button.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your problem with the whistle arrow? Because once they explained the fin thing, it made more sense to me.
No, I'm just saying that like making AA batteries is a little easier than a whistle arrow.
Oh,
but you assume that the technology exists.
Wait. I can go with this.
I assume in the rules of the universe of Guardians of the Galaxy, both those things are possible.
There we go.
But I mean, how long? Eventually, even we're going to outdate AA batteries, or we'll find another power source, and then AA batteries are going to go the way of, you know, cassettes and...
Can't visit a specialty shop or anything?
How many times does he have that tape recorded on another tape? That's my more impressive part.
That was the other question. How many times does he listen to that tape? And how does the tape last that long?
That tape literally exists multiple times. Because remember, hey, do you have any of Peter's old songs? Why, yes, we do. And then he just, his dad destroys the Walkman. Oh, look, I have another one. Like, there is literally 1,000 tapes out there of Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole cassette thing kind of is just... It's a hole that should not exist.
Like, hit the I Believe button.
When they went to the Zune, I was like, okay, this kind of closes up some of them. It's still old technology for now.
That's the great part about that. I love it. Especially, like, people from Earth are using this now.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I think that's the other thing. I think this is supposed to be pre-Ant-Man and all that. So it's not supposed to be very far from... Because, like, the first Guardian is supposed to be 2014. This one's supposed not very long since.
Then they shouldn't have released it in 2017.
Because they had to fill all the plot holes.
Yeah.
And everything.
You need all
this
the plot
the
holes.
This is the building. Thanos has been collecting the gems.
Yeah.
Is Thanos in this movie?
Nope. Well, not even one.
Why? That's disappointing. You feel like that would be a good cameo to have.
I guess I'm starting in spoiler territory. Jamie commented on it being weird that this movie did absolutely nothing to advance the huge super plot of all the Avengers movies about Infinity Wars.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. It's all filler.
There's zero progress. Like it basically changes absolutely nothing. Like if you took this movie out of that canon, it wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
And to some extent, a lot of the stuff in the movie that bothered me was because it had absolutely no consequence. Like they introduced the Sylvester Stallone's group of guys. They have no. They don't do anything. They shoot fireworks. That's literally what they do in the movie. That is all that happens with those guys.
That is pretty awesome. Sylvester Stallone has 3 lines in this entire movie. He's like, "You disappointed me," and then later on, it's like, "Okay, we'll do your fireworks." That's his existence.
I love the reference to David Hasselhoff's singing like a bird.
Oh, no, he has a song on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like, the last song is a new song with Hasselhoff. And Hasselhoff has even less lines in this movie than Stallone. It's like, I was trying to be a good father, or a good mentor, or whatever.
Yeah.
Now that's...
He kept saying, I took all kinds of forms to get your attention, mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah.
Alex, I'm glad you said that too, because that's the other thing I read, is that they said this movie is really fun filler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so they said they're just biding their time for the big movie,
but they did kind of fill in
matter.
Some of the stuff, because people, I still think, are kind of like, Infinity Stones, Guardians really did, like, the first one, laid it out as simple as it could go, like, this is what we are building up to. No one's been noticing the Infinity Stones. And they've been very much more than normal saying the Infinity Stones in this movie, going like, just come on, take it. People realize this is what we're doing.
They did the same in Doctor Strange. They actually explained the Infinity
Stones.
Yeah. Again.
Like, well, yeah.
Because they did the very good job in the first time in Guardians.
Oh.
No, they did the best job of explaining the fact that there are 6 Infinity Stones and their ability and powers in the first Guardians. The rest of them, they kind of had some of the stuff, and they had them, but they never really referred to them as the Infinity Stones as much.
I think Doctor Strange did a really good job.
They did, but that wasn't a good expansion on what Guardians had done.
I don't think so.
Like, you don't think?
No, because...
The fact that the stones came out from existence before everything existed and came with these powers and everything?
Yeah, because they go over all of that in Doctor Strange.
But I think with the visual, it was better in Guardians. Because they broken part of their colors, they explained these powers, they showed them being used.
Yeah, they explained where they come from in Doctor Strange, even.
Do they have more stones to introduce?
They have one more. I think they introduced it. There's 6.
I thought there were 7.
There's 6. Okay. There's one on each knuckle and one in the middle.
When did they introduce it?
I think on Adam Warlock.
Okay. I have a feeling the entire next Guardians is going to be all about the fight with Thanos.
No, the next Guardians is about the fight with Adam.
Oh.
They're going to introduce Adam.
Who is Adam Warlock?
He is really bad, bad, or he's super healing, super, doesn't need to eat, he's basically a god being.
So is he more dangerous than Thanos or less dangerous than Thanos?
From what I understand, once again, I'm not a Marvel as much, yeah. More DC, he could be more dangerous, but Thanos, under the ideas, is still a demigod level of powers.
Are they going to top these two?
Like, there's bigger and better. Come on, how does Batman take out Darkseid? Come on, there's always the loophole. Sometimes you just have to take out the minions and their entire, you know.
No, I mean like post Infinity Wars, because they're not giving up the goose after that.
Oh yeah,
they did just make Peter Quill like a god of everything.
Well, there's that. They also can, but the fact that you introduce these, you can also change the entire timeline then too. Like you could make people absolutely different, and plus you still have tons of characters to introduce.
No, so but that's what I mean, though. I don't know. It's because they act like the whole goal of the cinematic universe was to create, like, the most epic movie ever. And so it's like, you did that, but that's obviously not your goal because you're going to keep going after that.
Well, they said that they have access to, like, when Disney bought Marvel, they got, like, 100,000 characters, and they plan on doing something with all of them.
Not with 100,000 characters.
Okay, they end up getting their hands on large. Like, but they plan. No, and also something does not mean.
And Bill, I hope your figure is right. It actually is 100,000.
No, when I say something with all of them, it doesn't mean they get their own movie. It means, guess what? They've already done something with Howard the Duck right now. Twice, in fact.
Yeah, and the first. Yeah, they did in the Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy extra spot. And they did in this one.
Was it the first Guardians?
Yes.
Okay.
He was in the next credits.
They need to be more ambitious and build up even larger. Instead of building up over, a decade? They need to build up over a century.
Ooh, that's right.
This takes entire generations that we're building up towards.
What they should do is put all 100,000 characters into one movie and give them each one word of the script.
Why not?
Or do that one, like that one
the
set.
Onion.
Yeah.
Look, you can fit way more Wolverines over here.
See that little speck of sky in between those
Why
two?
Why not throw Spider-Man in there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I gained more, even more characters by getting the rights to Spider-Man back, technically.
Yeah, that's true. Take on all of his villains.
So which Spider-Man is going to join? The rest of the characters.
Yeah, Spider-Man's part of it.
But which Spider-Man?
Technically, they've gained the rights to all of them.
Yeah, they're done with Garfield. He's dead.
Yeah, they're doing the current.
Because they're bringing out a new one, aren't they? With the kids?
That's
the Civil War one.
That is the one that is Disney approved.
Yeah.
No. It's not. It's Sony produced, but Disney approved.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of the intro of, like, the movie? Like, Groot was, like, dancing around, and he was so cute.
I loved when Drax ended up falling next to him, and he's, like, stops dancing like he did in the extra credits of the last one. He's like, I'm frozen. Look away, Drax. Look at him! And he stops.
I thought it was great. He was just dodging everything as he was dancing along.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool that they had that intro in the movie.
It was... Groot was like the cute, even when he threw up, cutest little throw up ever. He was super cute the entire, even when he gets mad, Drax's like, ah!
Speaking of throw up, I think my favorite line in the whole movie is Drax, when he's like, I was just picturing you and I together.
That was a pretty interesting, like, dynamic between him and,
Mantis?
Yeah, Mantis.
Yeah.
It's really funny throughout the movie.
We'll hook up. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Drax is, he's an interesting character.
You think so?
He's too literal, but somehow he still makes jokes.
Yeah.
And I think he's starting to pick up a lot of sarcasm.
If things aren't going over his head.
Well, yeah. But
his reaction time.
In this one, he had a lot more like non-literal things that he was saying and doing.
Yeah,
they gave him a lot of really great jokes in this movie. Like, even the last one, there were a couple of really great bumper stickers the Drax laid on us, but this one, there was even more.
Yeah. I still give a solid A.
Yeah, like I said, I give this one, I would probably give it a B plus, and yeah. The other one was like a B, but they're like 2 points on the grading scale from each other.
I can't believe you would give the other one.
The first one, yeah.
The first one is, what was it again?
The first one, I would say it's like 2 points less than this one.
You like this one better?
Yes.
Okay.
Only because, like I said, the characters were already established, so they could do a lot more with the characters, and the jokes were better.
Okay. So you're the only one that liked this one better. Or liked this one.
No, Anna and Ted both liked it better, too.
Yeah, oh. I like it.
Yeah, I liked it.
So we're 50-50.
I think it was really funny in this one, but I don't know. I don't know how I would rate the first one, because I had to rewatch it again, and then I don't know if I'd actually change my rating on this one. But I as I said, I was giving it a B+ on this one. But, yeah. I'm not sure on the first one, though. I really enjoyed the first one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, like...
I really enjoyed the first one. The first one is still my first top Marvel movie of all time.
Yeah, when I watched the first one, I don't know. I think I have to watch it again, but I would have given it an A. Yeah. But this one, I don't know. I have to, again...
You're losing your numbers.
I still kind of have to go back and rewatch that first one again to kind of compare the two.
I think my top movie of Marvel would be Deadpool.
That's okay, not let's go with cinematic this. Universe. But yeah, it's Marvel in general. Right.
It's for Marvel... Yes. Okay.
Deadpool was amazing.
I like humor more than just about anything you can do.
Yeah,
so that's why Deadpool is.
Which also puts Logan up there. I like Logan a lot.
Logan is probably my favorite Marvel movie.
Forgot about those. I was thinking just Disney cinematic.
No, if you do cinematic, Guardians 1 was the best for sure. But
well, Marvel. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you probably should wrap things up.
Okay.
So, Alex, what's your famous last words?
I have famously large Drax dumplings. Let's go with Drax dumplings.
Oh, me?
Great words.
Yeah, great words. I still think that Invader Zim should be the guy, like a serious drama. He invades someone's house and he actually murders people. Like, he murders people. Leaves them traumatized. Yeah, and like it's the creepy Edward sort of lurking over their bed. Like he just kind of...
Oh, that's romantic. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's but he goes where Edward probably would have gone in real life and just followed through with the death. I'm not getting rapey here. I'm just getting murdery. So he invaders him. He murders people.
Yeah, I like it, Jordan. I don't know how you follow up after that.
This is how you follow up. Once you've read the dictionary, every other book is just a remix.
I'll just say, I am Groot.